Mike Leary, spokesman for Berkshire Health Systems, echoed a sentiment being felt by healthcare organizations across the region.
Looking back historically, what we're looking at to date is what would probably be called a moderate to severe flu season.
The number of inpatients checking into Berkshire Health Systems hospitals has required the adaptation of new policies regarding visitation hours. Again, spokesman Mike Leary.
We are asking that people who are visiting the hospital, first of all, if you are symptomatic of cold or flu symptoms, that you postpone your visit until you are have finished with your cold or flu, so that we're not spreading that in the hospital. And secondly, we ask that people 14 and under, for the time being, until we get past this, do not visit the hospital.
Bay State Medical Center in Springfield is another hospital that has adopted new visitor policies. Sarah Hessler, an infectious disease specialist at Bay State Health Systems, says that this year the large volume of patients complaining of flu-like symptoms is coming earlier than a typical flu season.
This year we're seeing an early season. It's about a month early, and it's much higher than it's been in the last 2 years.
The hardest hit areas in Massachusetts remain near Boston. Mayor Thomas Menino declared a public health emergency. And last week, Governor Deval Patrick signed legislation that would require schools to inform parents on the benefits of vaccinating their children against influenza. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health has distributed 760,000 free flu vaccines to clinical providers as well as public sites, including shelters and community centers. Sarah Hessler says that the vaccine can serve as one of the best weapons against the spread of the virus.
The strain of influenza is actually pretty well matched to the vaccination this year, so the vaccine should be effective. Perhaps people haven't been getting vaccinated because last year there wasn't a big flu season, and so people get complacent.
There are reports, however, that due to the enormous demand for the flu shot, some areas are experiencing shortages, including New York's Hudson Valley. New York City Michael Bloomberg has also declared a public health emergency, and hospitals across New York are adapting new visitation hours. In Vermont, state epidemiologist Dr. Patsy Kelso said that this year's outbreak is of a more manageable strain than in years previous. She called it a moderate season.
Most of the flu virus that's circulating this year is influenza A H3 subtype, and that tends to produce more moderate flu season as opposed to H1 viruses, which tend to be less severe. So we're seeing more flu-like illness than we have in the past couple of flu seasons when it was predominantly H1. But it's not a very severe flu season. It's a moderate season.
Nevertheless, the flu outbreak is being considered widespread across 47 states by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. At least 20 children have died from the flu so far this season. In addition to obtaining a flu shot, the CDC recommends basic sanitation and treatment with antiviral drugs to prevent the spread of the illness. Flu symptoms can include a fever of 100 degrees or more, muscle aches, chills, and extreme fatigue. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.